This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Bend makes a national report for its housing market. We'll have details ahead.
In a multi-million dollar fraud case, a Bend CPA will spend about 4 years in prison.
And Bend has a new fire marshal.
And in Redmond, it was an amazing rescue of a suicidal man. We'll have details.
Your news starts now with Lori Robb. I'm Frank Bonacresti.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
The National Association of Home Builders says Bend is one of four cities added to its 100 housing markets that will be improving in May list. It's a detail that's not exactly news to local realtors. They're already seeing that action on the streets. News Channel 21 spoke with Kathy Ragsdale, CEO of the Central Oregon Association of Realtors, who says the numbers look very good for new construction, which is up considerably compared to 6 months ago.
I see a lot more smiles these days and a lot less time to grumble about things because they're getting busier. The resales have improved over the last 6 months about 15% in median price, and the new construction has improved 56% on median price over 6 months ago.
6 months ago, the average buyer spent $156 per square foot on a brand new home. Today, that number has jumped up to $176 per square foot. Tomorrow on Take 5, we have an in-depth report on the local housing market, including news from the South County area, where folks down there don't seem to believe that the action is picking up quite as fast.
It's a multi-million dollar local fraud case. U.S. Attorney Amanda Marshall announced that CPA 56-year-old Brian D. Stevens of Bend was sentenced on Friday to 48 months in federal prison. Stevens defrauded clients at his former business, Summit Accommodators. He pleaded guilty to wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. One victim reported that she and her husband worked for years to improve their small cattle ranch so they could sell it and buy their dream ranch, and that they lost everything by trusting in Summit Accommodators. Stevens admits that he and others misused $44 million of customer funds and caused 91 Summit customers to lose almost $14 million.
A guy whose name goes with his job so well it made it really easy to remember. Who was Bend's fire marshal? Well, it used to be Gary Marshall, but not anymore. Now it's Larry Medina. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Larry Medina is replacing Gary Marshall, who is retiring. Medina says Marshall has served the department since 1995, and he'll be missed.
What I'd like to do as a group is, continue to move the Bend Fire Department in a forward direction. We have a great history of being innovative and creative as far as how we deliver fire service in our community. And I've also had a great tradition of being fire prevention pioneers, basically.
The fire marshal investigates the causes of fires, enforces fire codes and laws, and is in charge of public fire safety education. Medina started with the Bend Fire Department in 2005 and was currently the deputy fire marshal. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
In Redmond, two citizens risked their lives to save a suicidal man who was trying to jump off of a local bridge. We don't normally report on suicides or suicide attempts, and police often don't issue news releases, but in this case they did because they were so impressed with the actions of those two local men. Police say without them, the man would have jumped to his death. Monday night, James Kasner and Shane Dismore both noticed the man on the 70-foot-tall bridge, and at one point they literally wrestled and argued with the intended jumper, who was already over the railing. He even was dangling on the bridge before the two men were able to pull him up to safety. He was taken to St. Charles Medical Center in Redmond for observation, and police are calling the two men heroes.
A big honor for Summit High. Of the 22,000 schools rated by U.S. News & World Report's assessment on high schools, Summit High in Bend is in the top 5%. Bend Lapine School Superintendent Ron Wilkinson says three of the four schools received medals in the ranking, with Summit receiving a silver, Mountain View and Lapine each receiving a bronze. Summit also ranked 13th in the state of Oregon.
And this particular major is a strong focus in terms of how students do in terms of first taking advanced placement or international baccalaureate classes, and then taking the exams and passing the exams. And so it's a combination of looking at AP participation, AP exam success, and looking at your performance on state assessments. And so all those factors go into the consideration.
He adds that Bend High's numbers were up there also, but just missed the top rankings by a tiny amount.
Mother's Day isn't until